Kelly Pollock was the featured guest speaker recently at the Park City Chamber Bureau's Fall Tourism event. She has been the president and CEO of NSAA for 2 years, the first woman to head up the organization. Her background includes 30 years working at Mount Snow in Vermont.
Most of my ski industry career was at Mount Snow. I was promoted to general manager at the age of 40, and I was one of the first women, other than all of those women who were out there who owned ski areas with their families, but I was one of the first women promoted to that position by a company. We were owned by Peak Resort. Actually, at the time, we were owned by American Skiing Company.
American Skiing was the former parent company of the Canyons Resort. NSAA has been keeping records since 1978. The group recorded 59.3 million skier visits in the country last season. Powett said there were a number of reasons for that, certainly including the fact that all over the country they saw a lot of snow.
And it doesn't hurt that we had all of these multi-resort seasons passes out there. More consumers, because the passes are more affordable and they offer you the ability to ski around, are buying seasons passes. So a lot of those things came into play. One thing that I'm most encouraged by is our participant number. We hit over 10 million participants this past year, the best number on record. And what this tells us is that not only the same people were out there skiing more days, but some people who had been sidelines that had lapsed for one reason or another came back out and went on snow.
Sustainability and climate change are major concerns for ski resorts. Powett said it's gratifying that people now want to talk about those subjects, even in Washington, D.C. But she said it's not necessarily the cause for several ski resorts closing in recent decades.
A lot of the ski areas closed back in the mid-80s to 90s. That's when we saw a big fall off. And there were a lot of ski areas back in the 50s, 60s. We just built a lot of ski areas in the country, a lot of rope tows, and we went from 700 down to like about 450, and a lot of those went out of business. It could be anything from a family member who didn't pass it on to the next generation. It could be a capital thing. They couldn't get their snowmaking in place, all types of things like that. But in the last decade, even looking at the Rocky Mountain region, there has been very little change. We're stable right now.
The stats show that only 3% of the U.S. population is skiing, a figure that's held steady for many years. Powett said there are several factors. Many are just built into what a ski resort is.
Ski areas are in remote locations, so there's distance. There's cost. There's perception. Some people are worried that they could get hurt, and they have responsibilities from family and children to work responsibilities. So it's not as simple as going for a hike in the woods.
They have also seen a drop with young skiers, 13 to 17 years old. When asked why, Pollock recalled what she heard from a seminar speaker a couple of years ago.
He said, "Teens today are overscheduled, overscreened, and overprotected." And I really think that he is onto something. When I talk to families and I ask them why they don't ski, their teens, and they have teens in their household, they talk about all of the things that their kids are involved in. They're really busy. We know that kids nowadays are spending less time outside than their parents did, so that's that screen, social media aspect that previous generations we really didn't deal with, and then the overprotected. We're just much more aware as parents.
The industry has come up with initiatives to attract skiers or get them back. They have designated January as Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month. Finally, they're also pouring money into capital improvements. Powett said last year, U.S. resorts spent $443 million on improvements. About half of that, $242 million, was in the Rockies. That includes 64 new lifts, with 22 of those in the Rockies. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.